Wrangell's Island experienced two large landslides the night of November 20th. Two smaller ones happened around the same time, but experts don't know exactly when. One of the big ones took out two homes and damaged several structures along the highway about 11 miles south of town. Mort Larson is with the state's Landslide Hazards Program. He says for their report, a team of three geologists gathered data on all the slide sites as well as other areas of concern on the island.
Went back and forth of how we wanted to publish this, get this out to the right hands, and make sure that this data, it's a factual data piece, that we're presenting it correctly to the people.
Lots of rain, possibly 4 inches within 24 hours, mixed with wind, likely caused Wrangell's landslides. It's similar to what caused deadly landslides in Haines and Sitka in recent years.
Slopes get oversaturated and you got more rain systems coming in. There's usually one of the key triggers that really kind of get these things moving. And that's what we've seen there in Haines. That's what we saw in Sitka.
Those particular slides are known as debris flow because they were shallow landslides. The National Weather Service in Juneau recorded normal amounts of precipitation before the fatal slide, except for the last 6 hours. In the 24-hour period preceding the landslide, just over 2 inches of rain were recorded at the Wrangell Airport. Just over an inch of that happened in the last 6 hours before the slide. Interestingly, during the same 24-hour time frame, Petersburg, about 30 miles to the northwest, received more than 4 inches of rain. So why did Petersburg not experience a landslide that night? It could be because of microclimates or small pockets of weather happening within a weather system. It means that there could be different amounts of rain happening in different areas of the same island.
There in Petersburg, the geology is a little bit different. The slopes are different, right? The surrounding community in Petersburg, their slopes are a little more gentle. It's hard to really predict exactly what's going to really kind of trigger those off.
Although Petersburg didn't experience a landslide that fatal November night, Prince of Wales Island, southwest of Wrangell and Petersburg, had many. The Weather Service gathers data like rainfall from the same spots throughout the region, often at community airports. But the weather in the nearby mountains could be much different. The rainfall recorded in Wrangell was at the airport, which is on flat ground, about 12 miles away from the slide area. After Wrangell's slides, the State Department of Transportation installed a rain gauge near the slide site. Geologists noticed that the gauge measured up to twice the amount of rain that was recorded at the airport. This could mean that more than 4 inches of rain may have fallen during the 24 hours preceding the landslide events. Plans are in the works for better landslide monitoring for Wrangell. Since the slide, the state has been using remote sensing, known as LIDAR, to better understand the geography of the island. DGGS and the community is looking for federal funds for a landslide hazard program. Larson says then the local city and borough, along with the state's Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys, could collaborate on creating two maps, a landslide susceptibility map and a landslide inventory map.
And the great piece about that, and where we can jump ahead on that, is that we just had recently LIDAR collected for the entire island. That is a key piece for doing these maps. You can't do them without it. If we didn't have LIDAR, we'd have to go seek funding to get LIDAR.
If approved, they would receive the funds in September and map out parts of the island. Southeast islands are covered in forested steep mountains. Larson says that he's seen a pattern with these landslides in the region over the last 8 years. He says with the steep slopes and the shallow soil that sits on them, they're likely to continue.
Our climate's changing, that we're getting these big moisture patterns that are coming in, these atmospheric river systems that just pummeled southeast. So they're going to continue. These are not going to stop. And based on the terrain and the geology that we live here in Southeast, a lot of these communities are up against steep terrain and ocean and water on the other side.
He says their goal is to evaluate and understand where landslides occur, collect the data, map it out, and give the information to decision makers and communities. Wrangell's interim borough manager, Mason Villarma, says he appreciates the help from the state's Department of Natural Resources and its geology team.
It took a lot of time to draft the report. Really lucky to have the relationship we do with DNR. I think really it's just the objective facts and circumstances around the conditions that were present pre and post slide that are most interesting.
Landslides have been happening throughout Southeast Alaska for thousands of years. Between 1998 and 2010, the U.S. Forest Service mapped landslides within the Tongass National Forest. They found 252 landslides or debris flows just on Wrangell Island alone. Those facts don't make them any less devastating when one happens in your backyard. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.